I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Redoso and Lincoln County. Fish and wildlife officers continue to investigate the case of an elk that was shot and its head was removed and the entire body was left to waste along the Gavilan Canyon Road in Redoso. The bull elk was reported last seen in that neighborhood alive on Wednesday, September the 7th. Anyone with information on this case are asked to call the Fish and Wildlife Office. Larry Marker of Roswell, an independent party riding candidate running for land commissioner, has filed a lawsuit against the Secretary of State Maggie Toulouse Oliver, claiming the Dominion voting machines are not suitable to use for elections and giving an unfair advantage to party-nominated candidates, leaving Marker out in the cold.
So I filed for a petition for writ of mandamus asking the Secretary of State to remove those machines from use because they're not suitable for use in New Mexico elections the way they are.
So what's wrong with the machines?
The machines and the software have not been certified since 2017. Now we've got these mechanical and physical limitations to where they won't handle more than 150 ballots.
Marker hopes that a judge will rule that the voting machines
are unsuitable for use in New Mexico elections. You need to decertify them and mothball them until they can be brought up to standards, and we just need to hand count the votes. I'm concerned about the election that we have upcoming.
In charge of the news for Redoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tom Aries.